This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on River Island's guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Hey, Cam, how you doing, man?
I like the segue. There's a risk in bringing back fossils like Cam Inman.
Oh, no. Although, you know what?
Cam is a young man.
You're getting a little long in the tooth, just like me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's right. We're experienced. We know the Bay.
Hey, yes. Cam, Evan said he ran into you. Evan said he ran into you at the Warrior game. You were looking well, man. So, yeah, he's not a fossil.
I was trying to grow out, like, facial hair because I don't really have to go anywhere for, like, a few weeks. And, that didn't go anywhere very well. So now I have I shaved most of it last night, but I have a mustache. And so I was at the grocery store just now, and I'm like, I'm going to try to pretend I'm a firefighter for the day, but I can't pull this off. I gotta just get it back to a clean face, get back to the baby face.
All right, back to Wiggins. Let's talk about the 49ers, Cam.
By
my count, they lost. I don't have to go down the list with you, but it looks like about 11 guys, Greenlaw, Juszczyk, Hufanga, all those. Even though some of those are maybe most of them, it was expected. Where are the 49ers in free agency right now, knowing that they've only made one signing, the tight end, and they're down 10 guys who aren't going to be on the team from last year? Where do they go?
Well, I think what everybody's waiting for is, what is Joey Bosa? Where is he going? Not that that's going to cure 10 vacancies, but that'll kind of provide a lift. I think basically it's just in a lot of different phases, Matt, right? So first off, free agency comes and say, we're not going to re-sign these guys at whatever price that they probably can get on the free market. And so good luck to them. Thanks for your time. And all of a sudden yesterday, 8 guys gone, including Kyle Juszczyk, is a release that kind of we anticipated, but fan favorite. Nobody likes to see it happen, but he's gone. So they've kind of learned their lesson where they don't want to overspend in that first wave of free agency. So they essentially sat that out. And I think, John Lynch warned everybody a couple of weeks ago they were going to recalibrate with the finances. And that makes everybody all of a sudden say, oh, they're going cheap, or they're not going to pay anybody. I don't know if any of those guys that left were people that you would really fight to pay. I mean, they got paid really well. And not saying that they were bad 49ers. It was just their time had passed. And so the Niners are still paying top five money to, I think, about 6 guys. And they still have to pay Brock Purdy. So I don't think they're necessarily getting cheap. It's just how they're allocating their money. And I've covered this team for 25 years, and so the York family knows it's like the best way to build your team is through the draft, which they did really well last year. They're going to have a ton of draft picks this year. Obviously, they're going to have a ton next year. So that means, I mean, they're not all going to hit in the draft, but you're going to find some guys, and it's more affordable players. And so that's how they're kind of rebuilding it in the throes of playoff contention. A lot of people yesterday, I think yesterday was more about quantity of sentimental players rather than modern day quality of a mass exodus.
Cam, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, Deebo Samuel, he's got a new locale. Is it fair for people to think, you know what, this Niner offense now is going to be Purdy-centric? It's going to be built around him?
Yes and no. Here's what I say. It's not like they're going to go four wide receivers. Shanahan likes to say we're not going to reinvent the offense, right? So all these people, well, Juszczyk's gone, Deebo's gone. I still think they're kind of their best offensive player is Christian McCaffrey, right? And they're going to run the ball with Christian McCaffrey. You got two very physical wide receivers in Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, more so Juwan Jennings. And obviously you have Kittle. And Brock's going to be a guy that knows how to distribute the ball the right way, like they did a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. And he did so because he had the NFL rushing champion in Christian McCaffrey.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He comes courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Let me ask you about the O-line, Cam. They've lost Banks. They've lost Moore. And yep. Trent Williams is up there in age.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the biggest concern that you see of this team right now?
No. No, the biggest concern is, in terms of the offensive line, there's always a concern whether Trent Williams is going to be there or not. If he's there, there's not that much of a concern. The biggest concern with this team is the defensive line.
Okay.
I mean, they do not have defensive tackles. Now that they've officially released Leonard Floyd today, so that's another defensive end that they're down. They need to rebuild. I mean, for years, the way this regime built their team was the defensive line was the engine, and it helped that the biggest part of the engine came in the 2019 draft to Nick Bosa, but to the right or left of Nick Bosa, they need a ton of help. And you can't get that all back with a top 10 draft pick or number 11, whatever it is. If Joey Bosa comes aboard, that's going to help. It's not just whatever Joey Bosa brings. I think when I talk about the Joey Bosa addition, if they do get it, I think that's going to maximize your best asset on defense, which is Nick Bosa. Maybe that lights a bigger fire under Nick and have a little sibling rivalry on bookends of the line. That's why I think it's imperative that they sign Joey Bosa, besides the fact that they need a ton of help. And, you know, they need a lot of help on the interior of that defense. Obviously, I think everybody saw how bad the defense cratered last season. And now if you look at what's gone on, they've gotten rid of a ton of guys on that defense, especially up the middle with Hargrave and Maurice and Collins getting cut. Devondre Campbell obviously is not going to be welcome back. Dre Greenlaw is not coming back. Hufanga is not coming back. So they kind of got to rebuild the spine of that defense as well as bring in some edge rushers.
Cam, there was a report last week in regard to Brock Purdy. I don't know how accurate it was that, you know, the initial offer from the Niners was 45 per. What are you hearing? And can you tell us just from what you know, where we're at or how far we are off from hearing news about Brock Purdy and his new deal?
You know, about probably a few weeks ago, I saw somebody and we were talking about it. They were in the know. And I said, so is this going to get done fast? Because Brock wants it done fast. You guys have said you're committed to him. And they're like, no, I don't think it's going to get done quick. And I said, well, it's got to get done by early May, because that's when Brock needs to be on the field for the offseason workouts. And it was more of a, I hope that's the case. But it wasn't like a definitive, oh, yeah, this will get done by then, no problem. Because it's negotiations. And whether I don't believe that they would start as low as $45 million a year, but maybe they could, because it's just negotiations. And if Brock Purdy's agent definitely should have started at $60 million a year, even though he may not get that, you got to start at the top end, don't you? And find a middle ground in there. And I think that's what will happen. To me, it's more curious about how many years are they going to guarantee Brock Purdy? Because they also got to insulate themselves, because Brock's had some health issues, obviously, the last couple years. And so do you guarantee him 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? You're not giving him the Deshaun Watson contract, obviously. Dak Prescott only signed on for 4 years. Most NFL contracts are, I would say, 1 to 2 years, right? But if you're a multi-year guy, like a quarterback, it should be minimum 3 years for a franchise quarterback. So I would imagine it'll be something like announced as a 4 or 5 year deal, but probably 3 years minimum guaranteed.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Bay Area News Group covering the San Francisco 49ers. The one signing they did make was Jaguars tight end Luke Farrell. And we had a little fun in here yesterday because we were looking up his numbers, and they're obviously nothing impressive. However, the 49ers, what's the plan with him? Could he be Juszczyk's replacement, or is that not something that you see?
He's not a pure Juszczyk replacement. The guy's 6'5", so he's not going to be in the backfield lining up as his lead blocker play after play for McCaffrey now. But you can line him up as an inline blocker.
Okay.
He can run like some of those routes that Juszczyk might run when he would like split out and maybe go down the middle. I mean, one thing about Juszczyk that really is underrated was the guy would make some of the most incredible acrobatic catches over the last few years where everybody's like, why don't they use him more doing that? Well, it's like, well, his job's not necessarily to do that. They have like four or five other guys that do that better. But gosh, when he would sell out and make some catches, it was a lot of fun to watch. This guy is not a big time receiver, Luke Farrell, but he's made some receptions. He can make some, he's a really good pass blocker. I did my background check just like you did, and I found out that he was a 2016 freshman at Ohio State University with Nick Bosa. So he's familiar with the Bosa, and I found out he also likes to play the drums. He likes comedies. He enjoys Seinfeld. So I'm giving this guy, like, I the more I read about him, I kind of like this. And he got a 3-year deal with, I think, $11 million guaranteed. So essentially that's like a 2-year guaranteed contract. So he'll be here next year as well. And then the one that they signed today also was Richie Grant, who is, he's a safety from the Falcons. He played the last 4 years, but he was a starter, I think, in his second and third years in the league. And no eye-popping numbers or anything, but that's more of a, all right, let's get some depth, get a veteran depth in the secondary, because right now you got Mustafa, Jair Brown. I'd imagine they bring in at least two or three other safeties to compete. But there's a couple of veteran safeties still on the market. It's just the free agency is such a dangerous game to play that first day because you're going to overpay for guys. And I think the Niners are way more cost conscious about that than before.
Hey, Cam, if I were to ask you the biggest overreaction you've heard from the Niners move thus far, and then also, criticism that you felt was fair.
I don't want to say it's overreaction, but I can understand everybody up in arms over Dre Greenlaw leaving. And because he was big play Dre, I mean, he made the goal line stop in Seattle to get them the number one seed in 2019. He had those picks against Green Bay in the playoffs. He was their intimidator. Okay. Cause he was the guy that was really rode the edge when he played on defense. And I think every team needs a guy like that, but he missed essentially two of the last four seasons. And that aside, I mean, I was very concerned just how his Achilles are, whether it's the one he tore and he could only play a half on last season, the half of that one game against the Rams, which was spectacular. But then the next game, and it was in Miami, I think he played only four snaps and he was grabbing at the other Achilles. So to me, that was a red flag where I would go, I'm not investing more than a year in him as a prove it. And but if somebody else wants to pay him a lot of money, then congratulations, and that's what the Denver Broncos did. So I think, I mean, for Dre, it's a win. For the Niners, it's understandable. He never made the Pro Bowl with the Niners, but he was a tremendous wingman for Fred Warner, who is your all-pro Fred. So, I mean, that was, to me, the biggest emotions. And then I think the Kyle Juszczyk release obviously tugs at you because the guy was a Pro Bowler all 8 seasons with the Niners and just carried himself well, but wasn't like the big-time superstar, but I think everybody understood where he was coming from. So I think those were the two biggest sentimental moves.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. He just told us he's covered the Niners for 25 years, but he still looks young, still looks healthy and vibrant. Let me ask you this. If the Niners don't acquire Joey Bosa, where do you think they would go?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, there's some other defensive ends on there, Matt. It's, you know, I put together the list the other day, and there's it was one thing that struck me when I was looking at all the free agency names is there's a lot of ex-Niners that were hitting the market, and it's just the nature of the NFL, right? It's just, but you recognize them. Like a guy like Cleveland Farrell, remember, he was, he did pretty well, and he went to Washington, and but he's a free agent. Charles Omenihu, who played on the line and kind of really took advantage and showed how you use that versatility where you can line up on the edge and then be an interior pass rusher. He's available too, but I don't know if the Niners necessarily want either one of those guys back. It just, it shows you that there are enough people out there. It just, day one of free agency is when the huge deals get made, people overpay. And then as the dust settles, you go, okay, there's some other guys you can take. But at the same time, I mean, this regime said they want to get younger, faster, healthier, right? So it's not like you want to go out and get a lot of veterans that have injury histories, and that's why you kind of slow play your way into free agency right now.
Cam, to that point, do you feel like the front office is being more cutthroat? Because I'm hearing a lot of talk about they regret the the Ayuk deal. They're going to be more stern moving forward. Where do you come out on that?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think that's proven out because I think mainly they kind of look back on last year and just go last year maybe the year before, and the Ayuk deal, even Debo's situation, I think irks them because whether it's buyer's remorse or just they just say, I don't know if we should have done that. But that's the way it's doing business. You know, McCaffrey and Trent Williams, they both got raises last year because they took the team to the Super Bowl. And right now they're going, well, we're coming off a 6-11 last place season. We do got to get a little bit more cutthroat, but I think in the grand picture of everything, everybody's going to be, what's this offseason going to be known for? Well, now it's going to be known because there was a big mass exodus on day one of free agency. But in the end, it's going to be known for how much they pay Brock Purdy and what commitment they make to him. And that's still to be determined.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game, talking Niners. Let me just throw this name at you, Jake Moody. What do you think is going to happen with him? Obviously drafted high by the 49ers, but didn't have a great year last year.
Okay, I don't know if you saw it on my Twitter or Instagram, but I did a little a very amateur graphic, right? I took a screenshot of the Niners Super Bowl starting lineup from 13 months ago and crossed out all the names of the guys that are no longer on the team. And it's a lot. There's a lot of red ink, obviously. Like half the team essentially is gone in 13 months. But Jake Moody's still there. And I got so many comments and DMs from people saying, why is Jake Moody's name still there? And here's why. Because he's played only 2 years, he's a third-round draft pick, and I think they're cutting him slack because they made him play last season, or they had him play last season after that really bad high ankle sprain where he only missed 3 weeks. He was really good up to that point. He came back and he was a disaster, and it wasn't just the physical, then it caused havoc inside his head, and it just, you wonder, okay, they'll bring in competition for him, I suppose. I mean, nobody's signed kickers yet on day one of free agency. And I would imagine they got to bring in somebody to challenge him rather than just go, hey, it's still your job. But it's like, it's okay. It doesn't mean he's the kicker in 6 months. But if right now, they're not cutting ties with him yet.
Cam, can you understand if any Niner fan out there feels like this is somewhat of a, I've heard soft reset or rebuild, because if they're not a player in free agency in the next couple of days, you know, the draft's a crapshoot and they're going to do their best. But Steiny was talking about their soft schedule next year, and I get that, it seems kind of risky. So do you take offense to that if you hear some Niner fans say, you know what, it feels like a soft rebuild per se?
I'd say you go look at that roster, and you're going to see about 6 or 7 superstars still on it, okay? You're going to have the soft schedule. This is not, like, if I can invoke my years of experience, I think it was back in 2004, they had what was like Terry Donahue called the salary cap from hell, and they got rid of more than half the guys, including Jeff Garcia and Terrell Owens, right? And that team was a disaster afterwards. That's why they got the number one pick and got Alex Smith back in 2005. And then you go to, gosh, what was it, 2015, when it was the retirement brigade of like Willis and Justin Smith and Anthony Davis and Chris Borland. Every guy was retiring left and right. And then that team went down the spiral for a couple of years and Shanahan inherited it. I don't see this being the same. There is still enough star power, experience in that locker room, coaching staff consistency, and enough harmony in the building where they can rebound pretty fast. Because, you know, they played a lot of young guys last year and got that experience. And so there is this blend of top-end talent mixing in with some youth, and they're probably going to infuse it with more youth, this year and see where the chips lay. But, I mean, I do not think that they're headed for another 6-11 season. I think it could be flipped and be an 11-6 playoff team.
It's possible. It's possible, especially with that schedule. I'm not saying they've chosen this route because of their schedule, but do you think that they'll never acknowledge it? But do you think that might be a small part of it?
No, I mean, they can't look at the schedule either because every team changes. But I'll just say that, I mean, last year's schedule was incredibly tough with some of those road trips that they had plotted out there, you know, and by the time they got to Green Bay and Buffalo late in the season was almost a lost cause. But you're barely playing any playoff teams. And those teams that were kind of bad teams last year, they've spent a lot in free agency. But like any time in the NFL, there's movement with quarterbacks and coaches. The Niners aren't changing their quarterback, and they're not changing their coach. So that gives them another leg up.
Cam, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. I know we kept
you pretty long today, but there's a lot going on with the Niners, and we really appreciate you updating us, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. Good talking to you. Take care.
Yes, sir. That's Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Man, we ran the gamut with Cam.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.